Hey, everybody, this is Jonathan Colton. You know me from Ask Me Another, but I'm also a singer-songwriter. I'd like to take this opportunity to play a song that I wrote. This is called Theme from Ask Me Another. From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from our respective homes in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and virtual backgrounds. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg. Well, that was perfect, as usual. Why don't I call Ophira, see if she's around.
Hello.
Hi, Ophira. How are you?
Jonathan Colton. I was expecting your call.
Oh,
I was hoping.
Were you? You were hoping. Well, about that time, isn't it?
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I just got off the phone with the vet.
Oh, no. What happened?
No. Everything's fine. In the backyard, in the complex of backyards behind my building here, there's a bunch of feral cats.
Oh, perfect.
I've started on a new project of taking care of these feral cats. It's a thing called TNR, which stands for Trap, Neuter, Return.
What? Can't you just do sourdough bread like everybody else?
No, it's not. Okay. I did that. I got bored with it, so I had to come up with a more complex
project.
You
have a different starter. Okay, so what? Say, tell me again. It's
TNR. It's Trap, Neuter, Return.
Yes.
And you trap them, and then you neuter them. Or actually, technically, you bring them to the vet.
Right.
I asked. You can't do it yourself.
Should not.
and then you put them back where they are, and then there's no more kittens. But they,
because right,
they they're feral, they can't really be adopted very easily or sometimes at all. So you have to lull them into a false sense of security, get them to trust you, and then you trap them.
Oh,
and that's what right. I did. I trapped one of them. I brought him to the vet to get taken care of.
Anybody can do this?
Well, you have to get certified. So there's a bunch of organizations that you can work with, and there's an online course, there's an in person course.
Yeah,
I took the online course.
Great.
I got my certification.
Yeah.
And I met a nice lady with an organization and who let me borrow some traps. And I just got, there's one guy back there. He's got some sort of skin issue. It looks very itchy and uncomfortable. So I trapped him first and brought him in. And I had to do the whole thing with like the keeping the end of the trap open with a bottle attached to a string.
Oh,
this is like a cartoon.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Goodness. Yeah. You're,
so
you're
I staked him out all weekend.
And what are you luring the cats with?
Well, I've been feeding them, so they're sort of used to me coming out there and giving them stuff. But in this case, I used sardines.
Oh.
Again, complete cliche, but
yeah,
it works. They really like sardines.
They're like oily omega-3.
Yeah.
I need that.
But okay. he was so pissed off because I saw as he was going to the trap, he was like, something is not right.
This
I don't know.
Is too easy.
And then I sprung it on him and he was like, "Ugh, I knew it." Ugh. He was so mad. He's currently hanging out in my basement. I have a special cage set up for him, a little den for him to live in. And he's just hanging out down there, you know, nursing a grudge.
So, you don't have a feral cat. You have a cat.
Yeah,
I want to let you know something.
I will say one thing I did not miss about having a cat is cleaning out the litter box.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a fun job.
But you've adopted a cat. There's a low supply of animals to adopt right now because so many people recently have wanted to, you know, they've had more time and they're lonely and they've adopted a pet. So you've just gone into the wild.
Yeah, that's right. I just went out and got my own. And now I'm going to get them all fixed up. And then I've got a commodity that other people want.
Right. You can flip the cat.
Yeah, I'm basically flipping cats. I'm going to make a lot of money. My new show, Cat Flippers.
Coming up next, Flip or Feral?
Yeah. You know, Mouse Hunters.
Oh, yeah. Or Mouse Hunters International.
Sure. That one's better. I like that one better. But I did not call just to talk about cats as much as it seems like I want to talk about cats exclusively.
Oh, sure.
I want to know, do you want to do the show?
I would love to do the show. I also would love to do the show because I need to drown out the sound of all these loud birds around me.
Yeah, the worst. And listen, if you want to send some birds over this way, I know a cat who might enjoy hanging out with them.
Oh, yeah, I'll train wild birds. That's possible, right? They're very responsive.
I'm sure it is.
Actually, this is one of our most fabulous homegrown episodes ever. From RuPaul's Drag Race and the HBO series, we're here. We're going to talk to the endlessly entertaining DJ Shangela Pierce. And we're going to see what comedians Aparna Nancherla from Netflix's The Stand-Ups and Joyelle Nicole Johnson have been getting up to while staying indoors. But first, we're hanging out with some comedy writers and longtime besties from the HBO series A Black Lady Sketch Show, Ashley Nicole Black, and from ABC's Bless This Mess, Chelsea Devantes. Let's play some games. Hello, Ashley. Hello, Chelsea.
Hello.
Okay, you guys have known each other for a long time. You're both Second City Chicago alums. Is that where you met?
Yeah, we met in our first ever comedy class, sketch comedy class at the Second City, day one. And we're still friends.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, then we were like, wrote for late night and then wrote for sitcoms. Like, I call Chelsea my pace car. Like, every time she levels up in her career, I know my level up is 6 months behind.
Yeah, she says that, except she's been ahead of me for the past 4 years. But, like, at the beginning of our friendship, I would be in front. So now it's in her head that I'm always in front.
Yeah.
And then I'll have to be like, hey, Ashley, Elizabeth Warren tweeted at you yesterday. And we're just not living the same life anymore.
I like that you call her Elizabeth Warren, Chelsea, but Ashley refers to her as Senator Warren.
There's still like an old black lady that lives inside of me. Like, I call Stacey Abrams like the speaker. Like, I just can't not. I'm like, if a lady earns a title, I will call her it.
Yeah. And right before we were all asked to stay in our homes and social distance, I'm assuming you were both in the middle of working on your shows. Ashley, were you not in the middle of making a Black Lady Sketch Show?
Yeah, we're working on season two, and yeah, all of LA shut down. It is tough. I definitely feel this, and then I feel bad about it. It's hard to be like, oh, this pandemic means I can't make my jokes, but I do feel that way. My job is essential. It totally isn't.
That's right. I mean, you know, it's like you can't work. It's like a mental toll. It's how we all identify with our lives.
Yes, and the amount of productivity we're able to have. Yeah.
I know. It's insane.
And some of us have made it their entire personality, and we're really struggling.
All right, let's play a couple games. This first one is an audio quiz called As Seen on TV. We'll play you a clip of a well-known infomercial. You just tell us the product it's advertising.
Oh, no!
Yeah. This game, you're going to be competing against each other. So we'll go back and forth. Ashley, here's your first clue. What product is this teen idol promoting?
Hey guys, Justin Bieber here. There are some things that just come with being a teenager. Feet grow like crazy, can't stop that. Hormones kick in, I don't want to stop that. And then there's zits, I can't stop that.
Is it Proactive?
Sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I haven't been dating for a while, but I do remember dating and going back to whoever's house and always looking in his medicine cabinet, because everyone does that, right? You just look in their medicine cabinet. And anytime I saw Proactive, I was a little bit like,
oh yeah, this dude's rich.
Yeah, right. Very expensive.
$20 a month or something, and it came to your house. Now everything comes to our house. Like, I have deodorant shipped to my house because I couldn't possibly go to Rite Aid and buy deodorant. But at the time, it was like a big deal that you were getting face wash shipped to your house.
Also, that commercial was so creepy. He's like, I'm Justin Bieber, I'm 13, I have hormones, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, and he says, like, hormones kick in, I don't want to stop that, which is gross to me.
Totally
to think
gross.
About Justin Bieber, like, loving his hormones.
Oh, yeah, and you, I mean, he's just too young to be, I know he's older now, but at the time he's like, my hormones won't stop, and you're like, oh, no.
Stop it, Justin Bieber. All right, Chelsea, this one's for you.
You want to keep warm when you're feeling chilled, but you don't want to raise your heating bill. Blankets are okay, but they can slip and slide. And when you need to reach for something, your hands are trapped inside.
A Snuggie?
Yeah, it is a Snuggie. Yeah. That's right, the blanket with sleeves.
That is the clearest example of my favorite thing about infomercials. They use like that slow motion sepia tone, so it looks like, you know, sort of surveillance footage or whatever.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's a problem from the past.
Yeah, right. Doesn't happen anymore.
Now that we have Snuggies, you can just get your own filth all over you in a thing you wear every day.
The future. All right, Ashley, here's your next clip.
17 of today's hottest superstars in one all-new Power Pack collection. Move into a new dimension with the year's biggest songs.
I don't care who you are.
It's, now that's what I call music.
Indeed.
I'm going to say 1999.
Oh my, that wasn't even part of the answer, but... I just, 1,000 points, 1,000 points
Did
that you went
right?
For.
Yeah, oh my God.
I don't actually know what year that clip
it's
was made.
It's
gotta
be 98 or 99.
Yeah.
I didn't have friends as a child and I spent a lot of time sitting on the floor of my bedroom with a CD player.
Hey, producer Travis just came in to say 1998. Wow. Well done.
Ooh. Wow.
Well done.
Really showing off,
money,
actually.
So it would have taken us till 99 to get the CD.
Excellent.
Okay, Chelsea, this is your last clue.
Whole arm is getting a workout. A world leader in biomechanics showed it burns muscle energy and calories over 5 times faster than a dumbbell. Now, here's the part that blows my mind.
The shake weight.
Sure.
Yeah, the shake weight is correct.
Shake weights were just like a gift for comedy shows.
Oh,
they were
totally.
Like, no one's going to work out, but comedians, they need something for like a decade. Yeah. Let's make the shake weight.
In that like box of props, there's always like 5 bad wigs and like a clown costume and a shake weight.
It's true. I feel like there was a while where it's like if you would watch the comic on before you because you're like, are they going to do the shake weight joke? Because then I can't do my
yeah,
shake
I gotta,
weight.
I got to throw out the whole 20 minutes. If that's.
Oh, and then there was the night where I was like, oh, everyone's seen the shake weight joke, but they haven't seen it in my Snuggie.
So after the break, we'll play another game with comedy writers Ashley Nicole Black and Chelsea Devantes. And later, I'll virtually travel to Paris, Texas for a chat with DJ Shangela Pierce from RuPaul's Drag Race and HBO's We're Here. I'm Ophira Eisberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.